The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mile, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right is Professor Danielle Maxwell.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, you know, you're always welcome.
I'm always here now, I guess. Yeah, so I guess I'm regular now.
You're a new panelist.
You're a fixture like a bathtub.
I'm on the email listserv, so now it's official.
It's a big deal. You had your cheese and crackers, and you're like, this is my lunch. This is my dinner. And we're like, no, you can have candy bars.
Yes.
Fourth meal.
Yeah, this is like really the whole food pyramid right here. We have cheese, crackers, and chocolate. Like, you don't need much more.
I mean, chocolate is the food of the gods. I mean, we just have to be serious about this.
Well, usually the key foods when you're in graduate school or caffeine and ibuprofen.
But I missed caffeine today. That's the downside.
Oh. And you're still like treating
here.
People decently?
I know. Surprising. Wow.
She hasn't snapped? You're not Michael Myers?
Not yet.
The day
She's
is young.
She's got the mask back in her office, I bet.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Let's see. Professor Stephen Manning is here. How was the trick-or-treating action in your neck of the woods?
I don't do it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I was walking the dog this morning, and the neighbor said, while you're walking, these kids, some of these kids, the thing was overflowing, so you might find a lot of candy on the sidewalk.
Oh, great.
Which I did, but my main task was keeping the dog away from the chocolate, of course. And I saw a lot more empty packages, so kids were eating as much as they were collecting.
Got it. Okay, for the second there after I said, you know, how was the trick-or-treating, you said, I don't do it. It's like, well, okay, so you don't trick-or-treat. I would have guessed that, but also you don't give out candy on Halloween is what you're referring to.
Correct.
Okay. Because you're allowed to trick-or-treat.
My costume was at the cleaners.
Yeah, exactly. There was a big dealio on the local news recently here in Detroit where it was like, how old is too old? And the consensus was you can't be too old. It's just, you know, you have chosen childhood, you know, good memories versus, you know, I don't know, joining a gang or something. It's pretty good.
What was your outfit?
You know, I wore for the first time ever in my whole life. Dave saw it with his own eyes, a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. I've never worn a Hawaiian shirt before.
I have a collection of those.
So do I. Well, so do I, but I'm a little obvious. So.
Because you travel a lot.
Well, yes.
So I thought about being in my full plague doctor costume, and my wife was taking the kids out, my son and his friends, and she goes, if you put those claws on, there's going to be nobody here that's going to be able to help you pick up things that you drop or take them off
on,
so
man.
You can go
you
to the restroom. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to wear my Headless Horseman Hawaiian shirt.
You had all the neighbors out. Come on, we were there for you.
Yeah, Professor Jim Tubbs.
You know, strange, I live in a condo complex where it'd be easy to get a lot of candy because the doors are close to one.
Yeah.
We don't get any kids.
Oh, it's
and
so
we
wild.
Have them living in the complex, so I don't know where they go to trick-or-treat.
To my
Beth's house.
No,
right here.
I guess they go to Beth's house.
No, that's true. That's exactly true. Or if you had left yesterday anytime between, left campus between 2 and 4, sheesh, you know, Jesus letting out, and they had a gigantic block off the street trunk or treat as the kids were leaving. And I mean, if you got a lot there, then you wouldn't be motivated to go out old school, you know? So I don't know. Professor Dan Maggio lives on the other side of Berkeley. And what was the TOT situation over there?
I don't know. I had about like 7 or 8 waves, little groups, about 25 kids.
Okay.
And the one little boy was dressed as a Weather Channel weatherman. It was really cute.
Aww.
It was like 50 mile an hour winds outside.
Right.
It was.
So I said to him, I said, how appropriate that you're. Anyway, that was the best costume.
I like that costume. That's good.
But I would also say to them, take a piece of candy for your parents.
Oh.
And I would hear the parents at the sidewalk like, no. A couple of times they're like, no.
I love it. Well, we definitely had, I thought it was the best weather ever because it was sort of creepy, but it also didn't rain. And then
or
we had
snow.
An awesome sunset.
Or snow.
But we had more people during the snowstorm last year. Yeah. I'm just going to say it live on the air. I don't need to ask how things were on the other side of Berkeley because Dave is not really on the other side of Berkeley from me.
No.
Professor Dave Chow.
I was more on your
50 feet from
he's
you.
He's on the other side of the street.
No, I came over to chat with the neighbors and Matt.
Yeah, we
so
had a
So anytime
good time.
I saw somebody running up to my house, I had to scamper back across the street and make sure I didn't get run over.
So that's how you got your exercise last night, chasing down the...
I was working off my Snickers.
The poor little critters.
Working off my Snickers.
I was working the Snickers off.
You had to work off that hot dog, too.
That was a good hot dog. That was my dinner.
Yeah, solid hot dog.
That was a very solid hot dog. I can't complain at all.
So. The crinkling of the wrappers you hear is Professor Beth Oljar. She's looking at the sweet tarts ropes.
Yes, I am a big sweet tarts. But we did have this one little kid. I think he was our first customer. And he was dressed as a construction worker, so he had like his little vest on and hard hat. He's got this little toy saw and a hammer. He was just so cute.
That's cute. It was adorable. Everybody always asks me, what's the cutest costume that you saw? And nothing that I can think of really stood out, but there were a lot of really small.
No, we had that one little construction worker kid, too, that kept on falling down. But yeah, that was, exactly. If you want to call that cute. I mean,
poor little ones.
But think about it. I mean, he had fluorescent orange on, so he was going to be well seen.
Very visible.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okay, we have a set of questions. Matt and professors on the panel. I know that sports is not necessarily one of your collective strengths, but stretch out, see what I did there, and test your knowledge of some interesting recent sports limited to baseball trivia. I've limited this to 10 questions. Let's start with a few questions about the 2024 MLB World Series.
Who are these from?
Oh, they're from Anonymous.
Oh, Anonymous.
How many times have the Yankees and the Dodgers met in the World Series, including 2024?
We had a question about that a week or two ago.
Did we?
About which two teams have the most World Series.
I see.
I'd say three.
Okay. You know, it's quite a bit more.
It's like seven. 17 or something, isn't it?
I mean, we're getting in the zone. 2024 was the 12th. The most of any two teams that have ever played each other. What is their record in the previous 11? Who has the high sign for
Yankees?
It's the Yankees. Eight, including the straight first five.
And the most that money can buy.
Yep, that's right. Even though it was great to see the Tigers run this year, 17 of the last 18 World Series winners have had a top 10 payroll. So can't deny it. Although I gotta say, I'm driving in, listening to the sports station go on the air at 6 a.m. this morning. And they're talking about the fact that there's this young man from Michigan who had committed to play college football at Louisiana State.
I heard about that.
And now maybe switching over to Michigan. And it's just, for this old goat, a little jarring to hear, well, his offer from Michigan is $5 million, so he may be, coming to
Ann
Arbor.
That's a bit jarring.
Go Blue.
A bit.
Wow.
As a student?
NIL. You can promise money if they use their name, image, and likeness to promote the program.
There are certain college players who actually make more money playing college than pro.
Yeah.
What I would like, off air, I would be curious where this money is coming from.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, question number two, what year did the Yanks and Dodgers play their first World Series?
1922.
It's a little bit later than that.
Oh, 31.
It says here it was 41. But what was their last one before 2024? It's been a while.
1970-something. That's a while.
70-something.
In the
90s. 70-something.
Actually, it was the 80s. It was 81. Okay. So it's been 43 years since the two teams have met. And I'm counting all of those as wins, by the way. Those are all correctly answered
questions. Wait a minute. I was in high school in 1981.
You were?
How can that be 40-some-odd years? Okay.
Dan, pull up the slide rule. We got to do math for it.
Oh, my gosh. How many of those 11 series, again, until 2024, went to full 7 games?
None of them?
No, it was not 0.
3.
4, in the error bars. How many were decided in the minimum of a 4-game sweep?
Oh.
Let's go 2.
None.
Only 1.
Oh.
So guess what? Between 2 and 0.
That's where Kendrick came in, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The 1963 bout. Let's see. Who was the Dodger pitcher who dominated the Yankees that year, winning both games 1 and 4? Classic.
Sandy Koufax?
It was Sandy Koufax, yeah. 15 strikeouts in game 1.
And?
The Yankees.
He was a lefty.
He was.
And he was great to watch.
The Yanks only scored 4 runs that series. That, you got to be kidding me. How many World Series have featured 2 hitters who hit at least 50 home runs during the regular season?
Ooh.
Okay, so three. I'm thinking Barry Bonds. I don't know if San Francisco ever made it to the...
Right.
Did McGuire ever make it?
The double combo we're talking about.
It's like seven.
I'll give you a hint that the number is at least one, because this year, Aaron Judge of the Yankees and Shohei Ohtani of the Dodgers both hit 50 home runs.
Oh, they were so impressive. He's a seventh son of something,
absolutely.
Ohtani.
Absolutely. So it's only two. This was only the second time that's happened. The first was in 1961, and both batters were on the Yankees, Mantle and Maris.
Maris.
Oh, Maris.
How much did Shohei Ohtani's 50th home run ball, oh, dear Lord, I hadn't seen this yet, catch at an auction? His 50th home run ball.
$3 million?
Higher.
$5 million.
Lower.
$4 million.
Pretty good. $4.392 million.
Isn't that what the McGuire went for, like 3.3?
Did it?
I think so. Gosh. It was outrageous. And was it, who was it? The comic book illustrator bought it. Todd McFarlane, didn't he?
Oh, Todd McFarlane. Yeah. Well, you would know. I was like, comic book illustrator, come on.
You could afford it.
In your back pocket. What is, was the average price of a ticket on StubHub to the 2024 World Series? Let's take out
in Yankee stadiums or
L.A. Dodger. Or New York. Let's just average it all out.
$1,500.
$1,500 is basically spot on. $1,600 per ticket.
Wow.
The college football playoff between Michigan Wolverines and Washington Huskies, tickets were how much?
$2,300.
$1.98.
I wish.
So, my Huskies?
You get partial credit for more, but it was only $1,800.
Only $1,800.
How about to last year's Chiefs versus 49ers Super Bowl?
$2,300.
Yeah, easily.
It's a little bit more.
$4,500.
A little bit more.
$7,500.
A little bit more.
$10,000.
I mean, ish. $8,200.
Oh, my goodness.
Per ticket to the Super Bowl.
If you could buy one. Most of it's corporate, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because I'm like, okay, how do I slide my butt into one of these seats here? That's awesome.
You can like do one of those action sketches.
I'm seriously trying. I might actually have it in. So.
And once again, I'm thinking I have concert tickets when I paid $12.50 to see the Go-Go's.
Yeah, but you also stood in line in snow for 4 days with a bracelet on your hand too, right?
So. I did not.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Concerts used to be cheaper.
Well, do you also remember like lining up outside, you know, like Harmony House for the, am I the only one that actually stood in line for concerts? Maybe I am. Sorry.
No. I brought my tickets in advance.
What MLB pitcher won 20 or more games four times through 187 complete games, more than Sutton, Drysdale, or Dean, and through 49 shutouts, more than Clemens, Ford, Hunter, Koufax, or Feller? I think I see where this
is. Cy Young, Dizzy Dean.
Nope.
Randy,
he played for
the
Red
Sox.
His initials are LT.
Not Lawrence Taylor.
I feel like Lawrence Tech.
Lawrence Tech.
Lawrence Tech.
Sadly, died on 8th of October this year. So just about a month ago.
Larry.
Larry.
God, are we sharing the same spinal column or what?
Probably.
You two are killing me. It's
all this Facebook messaging at 4 a.m.
It's not Larry.
Is it Leon?
It's not Leo.
Leo.
Is the last name Latino?
I wouldn't necessarily
Louis
say
Tiant?
So. It was Louis Tiant. Yes, it was. What did Reggie Jackson call him? He had a nice little nickname.
El Rotundo or something like that?
Apparently he called him the Fred Astaire of baseball.
Like he did have the twinkle toes on the mound.
So who's the Ginger Rogers? That's what I'm
He would pitch and he would literally
turn his back
towards center field before he delivered.
Yeah, he would turn because he screwed up his shoulder playing once. That's
you not screw up your shoulder being a baseball pitcher? No,
but we're talking about ending his career until a coach told him you got to pitch like this or you're never going to do it again.
I mean, just the things they do with their arms is astonishing to me.
Right now, I am paying dearly for all my years of softball. My shoulder's locked up now.
Uh-oh. Interesting.
So, fortunately, my career only takes me from elbow on down. That's good. So, this up here is useless.
I thought your slap shot was losing a few mph.
This up here is just ornamental, Beth. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. So.
Okay.
How many pitchers in Major League Baseball history have thrown six or more shutout innings in each of their first two career postseason starts?
Not Verlander.
No, but you're in the wheelhouse, as I like to say.
Somebody who played for the Tigers,
Max?
How about somebody who really, really recently played for the Tigers? Because that record was set
this
season.
Flaherty?
No.
Oh. No, Scooball.
Scooball.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Tarek Scooball.
Sorry, I'm thinking World Series final. Yep. Okay, gotcha.
Only the sixth person ever to do that. Game two of the 2024 ALDS.
That was an impressive game.
Yep.
Which MLB team has the record for most losses in one season?
The White Sox.
Yeah, Chicago White Sox.
It was this year. White Sox. It was this year, yeah.
121.
Oh. Wow.
Out of 162 I think
my softball
games.
Team could have beat them.
And they lost the 121st.
To us, right?
Right here.
We could have made a team and beat the White Sox. Yeah,
I think Obama has to stop being a fan of theirs. I think that's what's doing
honestly,
them
in. I think the WKRP team could have beat them.
Oh, you know, their stadium food, though, is the best stadium food I've ever had.
Oh, they do have some of the best mustard around. So.
So for the record, until recently, we know the 1962 Mets lost 120 games.
That's who I was thinking of.
That held the record for 62 years. The 03 Tigers lost 119 and just made it past. Poor Alan Trammell's last season as manager there. So yeah, it was the, if I remember correctly, that game that the Sox lost was our clinching game.
It was. Yes, it was. Card, so. It was a great game to be at.
Yeah, that's right. You guys had seats there, if I remember.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't I did, yes. Yeah.
In a, September 19th, 2024 game, what did Shohei Ohtani become the first player in Major League Baseball history to do?
It's
was a big deal.
50-50? Two things in the same game,
he pitched,
right?
And he batted
like
what?
Like runs batted
hit a home
in
run?
And home runs or some such thing?
Home runs. RBIs. He hit his 50th home run, but he also did 50 of something else.
Base stolen.
He stole.
Oh, stole him, yeah. Yes.
I knew he had done two things, so...
Multitasking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not completely stupid about it.
And it wasn't during the
just
national
mostly.
Anthem.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Did very, very well. Dear Matt and Props, thank you, Anonymous, for sending those in. Here I am with a bout of insomnia. It's 12:30 a.m. Rather than turn on some soothing
12:30.
Ken Burns documentary. Sure.
Amateur.
I've decided to make myself useful and pen 13 questions all about Halloween for your show. I hope they're more treat than trick. Warmest greetings, as always, from Valencia, California, our friend Frank Burrows. Frank and the family Burrows.
Speaking of Ken Burns, his new movie about Da Vinci.
Oh, yeah.
Is on PBS the 18th and 19th, and then he's making one about the American Revolution. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That is going to be
good. Not Conclave.
No.
No.
That's only in theaters.
No.
Yes.
That's about the Catholic. That's not Ken Burns.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sorry,
about
I missed.
Catholic Church.
I misheard.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, with Fiennes and Stanley Tucci.
Oh, that looks good.
It looks very good.
Well, two great actors.
I need to see
how
movie
bad
again.
Could it be?
It's only in
what's,
theaters.
What's a movie?
I got tickets for Wicked. That's all I know.
That's right.
Yeah, the end of this month.
It's
Wicked.
Good.
Yes.
You seen it before?
I've seen the Broadway performance.
She's lived it
very
before.
Are you talking about the movie?
Talk about the movie, yes.
Oh,
the movie Wicked comes out at the end of the month. Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I
and
saw
and the controversy
Cynthia with
go see the stage version.
Yeah, I saw the
I
stage
have seen the
version.
Stage
that
version,
was good.
And that is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Still sounds like a coffee drink to me, Ariana Grande.
My Starbucks order right there.
Exactly.
Professors, what is a fear of Halloween called? You can mix your Gaelic and your Greek to
something
figure this one
phobia.
Out.
Samhain phobia.
Salmon phobia. That is correct.
What is
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Salmon phobia.
Yes.
Salmon?
S-A-M-H-A-I-N. Salmon.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry, I heard salmon. I'm going to hungry.
Not the fish.
No.
In what country did Halloween supposedly originate?
Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah.
Good old Ireland.
Ireland.
What popular Halloween candy was originally branded? I think we get this one every year, but I love it. Chicken feed.
Candy corn.
Candy corn.
Yeah. Yes. And candy it looks like chicken feed.
It does. Yeah.
For humans. What is the name of the fictional town in the movie Hocus Pocus?
Oh goodness.
Don't think too hard.
It.
It's very stereotypical.
I've never seen that
Salem.
Movie.
It's Salem is what it's called.
Really?
Yes. Don't think too hard. The only runner-up to that, Jim, would have been like Halloween Town or something like that, you know? What is the most popular Halloween costume across the board for your pet? What would you dress them as?
Was it like Rocco's last night with the unicorn dog?
It's not a unicorn, but the unicorn dog
it's
Palmer
a hot dog?
Was very cute. It's not hot dog because this is across all pets.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin is the correct answer. Yeah, it just makes a lot of sense.
Pumpkin?
You know? Pumpkin?
Your dog would not make a good pumpkin, Steven.
Some dogs look more like a gourd.
A butternut squash.
Yes.
You're zucchini-esque.
I had to shut Mia in the guest room last night. She was really, because I didn't want her to run out into the street and get run over. She was not a happy camper.
I bet.
Poor kid.
We get this one pretty much every year, every other year. The truth of the matter is, I don't know if there's any, you know, sort of background to this, but there is one American state where it is illegal in the state to wear a mask in public on Halloween. Probably because of
Iowa?
Not Iowa.
Utah?
No, need to think a little even more conservative if you can. You know.
Mississippi.
Alabama.
Even closer, Alabama. Yeah, Alabama is what it says here.
Didn't they try to repeal pie, too?
Sounds about right.
Like, exactly, right? This should tell you all
we're talking
you
pie as in the pastry or the number?
No, as in the number.
The number.
3.14. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they could just make that something else.
That's like banning air.
What idiot did that? What's the basis
for
that?
Well, people who don't understand math, right? And think that math is just a human construction.
What's happening in this
Well, they've already proven they don't understand medicine.
Many things.
And elementary education.
So, you know, yeah.
The Constitution. I guess math would be next.
But otherwise, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get this one pretty much every year, too, and it always makes me beam with pride. In the United States, what percentage of households across all of these United States give out candy on Halloween night?
60.
It's higher.
75.
I would say 73.5%.
Not on my street.
Yeah, not on our street.
It says 70. It says 70 is the answer.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't believe that. It's hard to believe.
Ours is nowhere near.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a big chunk missing on our street.
Yep. Nobody trick or treats for UNICEF anymore like we did when we were.
Just have the QR codes.
Oh, is that the little box?
Yeah, yeah, I remember the little box. I
vaguely remember that.
Yeah, that's true.
They were the little milk cartons when I was a kid.
That's right.
They were little blue boxes when I was a kid.
I don't remember that.
You didn't trick or treat for UNICEF and people gave you dimes?
We didn't have that in Pennsylvania.
Hmm. Oh, Pennsylvania.
It's not Alabama. Now, good Lord.
Oh, my gosh. This is getting spicy. What is the name of the character referred to as the Pumpkin King in The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Jack Skellington?
Jack Skellington is his name. I converted all the decorations in my office today to Nightmare Before Christmas, which is just this perfect transition.
So that means you get to keep them up for a couple more months?
Exactly. Who sang the Halloween theme song featuring the lyrics, "I Put a Spell on You"?
Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Yes. Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Yes. Name of the song is I Put
a
Spell on You.
Great nickname.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It's a great song.
Screamin' Jay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which holiday in Christendom is celebrated today?
All Saints Day.
It's All Saints Day.
Oh, wait. All Souls is tomorrow, right?
Yes. That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. Dia de los Muertos.
Isn't it like post-sugar hangover or something like that?
Sort of, you know.
It's this, you know, it's the people that died from eating too much candy.
Oh,
oh yeah, exactly.
Who was that one person you told us on campus used to like, oh, no, that's for Lent with all the chocolate, right?
Oh, yes. That was over on the other
Far
campus.
Far less separating the world of the living from the dead on All Saints and All Souls.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All Hallows, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
How many pounds did the world's largest pumpkin pie weigh?
45.
100.
It's a lot more than those numbers.
It's got to be 400.
It's a lot more than 400.
It's got to be 1,400.
Are we in four digits?
1,150.
Four digits. It's higher than 1,150.
Oh,
2,500 pounds.
It's higher than 2,500 pounds.
What?
4,500.
Where are you going to get an oven to cook this?
We're talking over a ton now.
6,000 pounds.
It's okay. That's
if 4,500 is too high, so 4,300.
A billion. No, it was a. It was 3,700 pounds was the largest
almost
pumpkin
almost 2 tons. How did they cook it?
That is a
over
really
a
good
very
question.
Open flame.
It's obviously. A custard-based pie. Oh, what are you doing here?
It's a really big oven.
It's a really big oven.
It's not. No, it's I don't think it's cream. Even an oven. Yeah. It's got to be
a
open
difficult
flame.
Bake oven. Yes.
Instead of easy bake?
Yeah, it's a whole lot of light bulbs over it, right?
Those things didn't work, by the way.
No, they did not.
See? I knew I was probably not the only girl who got one, so yeah.
They did not work in the early 2000s either.
And I got mine in the 70s.
So nothing happened in 30 years.
Exactly.
Daniel, you're young enough, yours is probably LED, that's why.
Oh my gosh, LED doesn't give off heat. Ay, caramba.
There were like sound effects on the buttons though.
Sound effects?
Wait, what?
That's cool.
Like a microwave? Like beep,
yeah, like beep, beep, boop.
What? At that point, just use a microwave.
Yeah, well, the original ones, the old ones, had an incandescent bulb inside that That's would right. cook anything.
Including your skin.
You're yes, really exactly. missing the point about gender socialization here, yeah. Matt. Which
Actually,
is...
my sister had one, and we pretty much ate all the little mixes raw. So that's all.
Oh, God.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah, jeez.
Now, this is kind of a big deal. There was a 100th anniversary of Halloween a few years ago. Did you know the first citywide Halloween celebration in the United States was held in what city and state?
Salem.
In 1921. It was not. It was a Midwestern city and state.
Midwestern
St. City. Louis.
Omaha.
Neither of those. To this day, the city emblem, if you want to call it that, says first in the country to Halloween.
Is it in Michigan?
It is not.
Kansas City.
Ohio.
It's not a well-known city.
Oh.
As we look at the map.
As we look at the map. Like we
like
always...
Evanston, Illinois or something.
It's just sort of interesting because if you go look this city up, they'll tell you that they feel like they were
well,
the very first
well
to
known,
socialize.
Well, that's pretty well-known because they got Northwestern University.
Cleveland?
That's true.
No, it wasn't Cleveland.
Cincinnati?
Nope. It was in
Akron?
The great state of... So every time I see the name of this city, having read my Halloween history, I think of Akron. It's Anoka, which is in Minnesota.
Oh, right.
They
okay.
are the first
Anoka,
city
Anoka?
To celebrate
Did
citywide
you say Akron?
Halloween.
Akron?
Was it a little Viking goblin?
Isn't that Akron?
Is it Akron?
I don't know. I don't know if there were Viking goblins, but they literally adopted it as the brand and persona of their city up to 100 years ago.
What's the name of that place again?
Anoka.
I wonder, have you ever lived there?
No, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like a place you'd like.
And I really hate it when people say Oregon, so I will be careful to say Akron.
The name of that place sounds similar to the place where they make the moccasins. I think that's Minnetonka.
Minnetonka.
I know it's Oregon.
Yes.
Oregon.
See, Medicine Hat is so much easier to pronounce.
Yeah, it's gun. Like G-U-N.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Is it any worse than Quincy or, Quincy?
How about Lasher? I fire back with Lasher. Last question. Otherwise, these were great, Frank. Thanks for sending them in. What is the name of the villain from the movie Nightmare Before Christmas?
I can see him in my face, but like I just can't.
We had a kid come to the front door dressed as this character last.
The Oogie Boogie Man.
Oogie Boogie is
yeah.
what he's called.
Oh, that's right.
That's
the big
right.
walking
this
bag
is what, like,
of yeah,
no
yeah, yeah,
caffeine
yeah.
and no
Sounds
sleep.
Sounds like the name
does
of a dance.
Yeah. It is.
It
it's
is.
Like the Bat Dance.
or Shag.
But cooler.
Or what the Gopher does in Caddyshack.
You know, you mentioned that song. The I just read that Monster Mash.
Mm-hmm.
Is yes. back on the Billboard Top 100.
It is.
It reappears every so often, yeah,
sure.
on Halloween.
Like Halley's Comet kind of thing.
Who did that?
Bobby Pickett was
Bobby,
his name.
Yes, Bobby yep. Pickett.
And now we have Mariah Carey going up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're de-thawing Mariah Carey
Begin
right now.
Begin the thawing of Mariah
She posted
Carey.
Her first holiday TikTok today.
Shocking, not shocking.
Oh, jeez. Well, if you got your market and you can keep getting the royalties, why would you ever stop? Professors, I'm so very sorry. Just like spooky season, our show, I'm afraid, has come to an end. And the time has come to say goodbye, Beth.
Those are great questions, Frank. Thank you.
Dave.
Send more. Thank you. Goodbye. See you.
Dan.
Boo-hoo.
Jim.
Yes. Thanks, Frank. Goodbye.
Steven.
I thought the anonymous questions were just great.
And Danielle.
Short and sweet. Adios.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.